Washington, D.C., USA. Frank took them into the sub-basement. There was one area in the parking garage he kept on monitored for the rare occasions that Michael might have need to see him. Parking in that location, John got out and opened Bethany Ann's door after looking around first. Frank got out and went to a door that had seen better days 20 years before. But when he unlocked it, it swung open on oiled hinges and didn't make a sound. John went through first, with Dan and Bethany Ann following him. Frank locked it up behind them. It didn't take long to get to Frank's office. He went through the biometric security and opened the door to let Dan and Bethany Ann in. John took one look at the small room and just turned around and stood guard at the door. Frank let it close behind them.
"Sorry, there isn't more furniture in here. I can count the times anyone has been in here on one hand. For the last 4 decades.
He laughed at his own joke. Bethany Ann let Dan start the discussion.
"Frank, you know that we're starting our own strike group. You also know that our plans are to bring in the Vexilbog and grow the group. Bethany Ann is going to take the fight to the Forsaken and anyone else who is against her. But there's one other piece of information that you don't have."
While Frank had originally wanted action when he joined the military back in World War II, he had become an information junkie, and it consumed him when there was unique and precious information that he could acquire. If you could place a value on any of Bethany Ann's plans, it would rank up there with the superpowers. If not today, probably within 5 years.
"I'm listening,"
Dan continued.
"Look, you might be listening, but if you aren't going to be a part of the team, then there isn't a reason to share."
As Frank's unruly eyebrows started to draw together, Dan continued quickly.
"I'm not talking about working with us. I'm talking about being here long enough that it matters."
Dan stopped to see how Frank would take this.
"Well, that's the kicker, isn't it?"
Frank turned his chair around and sat in it.
"Michael changed me once, and I woke up younger. I still haven't figured out how that happened. When it was Bill, Carl, and I, it was a good run, but it was a little rote, you know. I've spent time thinking about our work, and it was almost like we were phoning in our actions. We were the best. We hadn't been beaten for decades, and we had our tactics down."
He continued on, lost in his own memories.
"We all made some mistakes that night. Bill walked right up to them, right into the blast radius. I don't know what he was thinking, but he got sloppy. Carl put up all of his spy cameras and technical tools, but he didn't know that he was looking for something that hadn't been seen in 70 years. Finally, I hadn't done a good job with background research. I should have found something that let me know those guys were different and maybe forewarned Bill. So, long story short, I'm not sure I deserve more time. I'm just as much to blame as the other two."
Bethany Ann spoke for the first time. "Do you have a replacement? How would you hand this off if you could? What would happen if you were to die tomorrow?" Frank stared into the distance. There was no need to mention Bethany Ann had been his replacement choice. Nothing that wouldn't sound like him just kissing her ass.
"No. It was on my to-do list, but the last year has been a bitch. No offense intended."
Frank looked up at Bethany Ann, a little smile on his face. "That would be queen bitch if you're using it for me, so no offense taken. Frank, who knows about you down on this level anymore? If you did die, what would happen?" Frank was a little taken aback by the question. He really hadn't been afraid around Bethany Ann, but he was suddenly acutely aware that he was in his sanctum with two killers. He thought he had led a full life, and he had, but he certainly wanted to live a little while longer, at least long enough to die in his sleep. Trying to sound as calm as he could, he answered her question.
"Well, most of my job has to do with the back doors I have in the government's databases and information streams. With my knowledge of almost all of the skeletons, it usually doesn't take too much to get priority tasking."